We have two public hearings on the slate at 10:30. The first one is the Kings Highway de-annexation from the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And this will be, we'll hear a presentation from Buddy Lynch. And after his short presentation, the council will have an opportunity to ask questions. Subsequent to that, we will then have an opportunity for the public to be heard on this matter. If any of the members of the public would like to come forward and speak, please give your name and address and sign on the, there's a sign-up sheet on the podium, sign your name before you speak. Mr. Lynch.
Good morning.
Morning.
Here to talk about the Kings Highway de-annexation. The county council gave permission to prepare and post notices on November 3rd. The de-annexation will include three parcels, tax map 335, map 8, parcel 38, 39, and 40. We received a request from the new owner of parcel 39, which is the one in the middle there, requesting de-annexation. The project is contiguous to the Lewis Board of Public Works service area. We spoke to Lewis Board of Public Works, and they are willing and able to serve all of these parcels. The county at this time has no, we don't have a schedule to provide service to them. They were looking for sanitary sewer service, so this was the best option. The area consists of 4.2 acres of land. We sent letters out to the property owners of 38 and 39 to gauge their initial interest. We also sent them letters letting them know about the process and when the public hearing was. Any system connection charge or user's fees will be paid to the Lewis Board of Public Works. We also provided them with information, contact information for Board of Public Works for any questions they had. To this date, we've had one call in support, and that was from the applicant, and we've not heard anything against this application.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close the public hearing and close public comments. Okay with council?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
And I guess, Mr. Moore, you can read the...
Okay, it's a resolution to amend the boundary of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District to exclude those certain lots, more specifically tax ID 335-8-38, 335-8-39, and 335-8-40, pieces or parcels of land situated along the east side of County Road 268 Kings Highway and being in Lewis from Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion.
Yeah. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, thank you. The next public hearing is on Pine Country Condo Unit 1 Annexation, West Rehoboth expansion of Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And Rob, it's my understanding Rob Davis will be making a presentation from the county engineer's office. After his presentation, there will be an opportunity for council members to ask questions, and subsequent to that, there will be an opportunity for the public to comment. Mr. Davis.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
I'm Rob Davis, Utility Planner, Sussex County Engineering Department. The public hearing this morning is to consider annexing an area of land into the West Rehoboth expansion, the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The proposed annexation is part of parcel 119 on tax map 334-12. The area includes Unit 1 of the Pine Country Condominium, and the proposed annexation is at the request of the property owner. The area is shown yellow and cross-hatched on the screen at the front and on the maps in your packet. Mm-hmm. On November 17th, I received your approval to post public hearing notices. Notices were posted in the existing sewer district in the proposed annexation area on December 2nd. We have received no comments or questions from the public regarding the annexation. The proposed annexation area is south of Warrington Road and to the west of Old Landing Road. The intersection of Plantations Road and Route 24 is approximately a half mile to the west. The area consists of approximately 1.1 acres. The other part of the parcel with three condominium units was annexed into the sewer district in September of 2014. The parcel has been served with sewer and a connection point is provided for unit one. The owner will be responsible for systems connection fees and other sewer charges. The current systems connection charge rate is $5,775 for an equivalent dwelling unit based on rates effective through June 30th, 2016. Any questions?
Any questions, Councilman?
Okay, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Close public hearing. Is okay with council? Close public comment. Yes, Mr. Moore, if you to read the short title of the resolution.
Yes, a resolution to extend the boundary of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, WRSSD, to include the northerly part of a parcel of land located along County Road CR 275 Warrington Road, west of the intersection of CR 274 Old Landing Road and CR 275 Warrington Road, and southwest of the city of Rehoboth Beach, being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve the resolution. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I vote yes. It brings the whole property into the district.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Brandon Altman. Fair housing update.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. So I'm here to provide you with the semi-annual update on our progress regarding the settlement we have with HUD and the Department of Justice. This progress is the result of collaborative efforts of Stephanie Hansen, Everett Moore, Vince Robertson, Brad Todd, and myself. And a few examples of what we've done under the U.S. Department of Justice consent decree are in Section 313. This section pertains to the creation of an affordable and fair housing marketing plan. We've never received actual approval on this plan from the Department of Justice, even though we're about three quarters of the way through our agreement, but we have continued to implement the various items as if it was approved. For example, we held our second annual home buyer fair on September 26th at Dell Tech here in Georgetown. It was another success with over 80 individuals attending, and we had 27 sponsors and exhibitors. We did a direct mailing of this event to all the towns in Sussex County, all the libraries, 20 of the largest employers here in the county, 13 different advocacy organizations, and directly mailed to 14 low-income rural communities, all the residents in those communities. And we look forward to offering this event again next year. In Section 4, these sections require me as the Fair Housing Compliance Officer to receive and review any complaints regarding fair housing discrimination against the county. In the last 6 months, there have been no complaints filed. In Section 6, this is just that we will be submitting our semi-annual compliance report on all of our activities on December 19th to HUD and the Department of Justice. Also in Section 6, it pertains to our annual fair housing training, which you all attended on July 23rd, 2015. It was held at the Sussex County Association of Realtors. Mr. Jeffrey May with the National Community Reinvestment Coalition was the trainer. As you remember, it was delayed several months, so we anticipate another year buffer before the next training, so it'll probably be about the summer of 2016 before our next one. I work, and as well as my office, with human resources very closely so that any new employee hired in a department affiliated with administration, housing, land use, and zoning receives fair housing training within 30 days of their effective date of hire. And since that live training in July, we've trained an additional 2 new employees. In Section 7, we were required to create an affordable and fair housing webpage, which was launched back in 2013, and we work regularly with IT to post all of our compliance reports, public hearings, and meetings and events. And right now, you'll see we have an extensive list of all of our CDBG public hearings that are taking place at the municipalities throughout Sussex County, and we'll continue to update that regularly. And as far as the voluntary compliance agreement with HUD, that was established on November 28, 2012, and HUD has responded, given us 3 responses on our activities through that VCA. And as I expressed to you back in June, we had a lot of difficulty scheduling in an in-person meeting with HUD, but we did finally meet with them on July 16th, and it was very productive, and it clarified a lot of the items that both sides had. In Section 3 of that agreement, we were required to review and evaluate the 3 different analysis of impediments to fair housing, and then create a proposed priority plan to address the impediments. And HUD formalized their suggestions and comments to our existing plan that were voiced in their meeting on July 30th in a letter. And so we updated our plan and we resubmitted it to HUD for their review on October 28th. And we're still waiting for them to respond back to that. At the July 16th meeting and in their follow-up letter, they also requested a copy of our county's limited English proficiency plan. It's not a mandated requirement that we have to submit through the VCA, but it's something they're offering as technical assistance, their review and comments, so we are waiting on that. We submitted it in September as well. And lastly, Section 3.7 pertains to the internal evaluation that we are doing of the 14 rural communities throughout Sussex County. We call it the Impacted Community Study. You've heard me talk about it for a while now, but we are well underway. We are under contract with a firm called GCR. We went under contract June 30th with them, and we have continuously, along with engineering and mapping, been giving them lots of data. And so we hope to have a comprehensive report that will be available to the public sometime this spring, probably late March, early April. And we will be reaching out to the council prior to that, of course, to give you specifics and on how everything is kind of coming together. And that's all I have for today. Anyone has any comments or questions?
Thank you for all you're doing, all your department's doing. I know we have, most of us have sit through this the last 4 years here, and it's been very difficult sometimes to deal with, but you've done a great job, and thank you for
Thanks for bearing
much.
With me.
Brandy, let me just add real quickly. Do we ever ask to be released from this consent order because of all we've done? Have we ever, like, officially?
There's a time frame.
Yeah, I think we have a 4-year period between with both agencies, which is the end of 2016, approximately.
But, I mean, there's no mechanism for us to just do asked to be released earlier. Can't we write a letter and say,
get released for good behavior?
No. I'm just hoping to be released soon. I think.
Catch and release. I thought they'd let us know.
Sorry. No such luck.
Thank you, Brandy, very much.
Now, if we were all illegal immigrants, we would be let loose.
There you go. Let's back up now to our other scheduled public hearing. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now's time and place for a public hearing on an amendment of ordinance concerning extension of subdivision applications, conditional use applications in residential planned community districts upon written request. There's going to be a short presentation by Lawrence Lank of the Planning and Zoning Department. After that, there will be an opportunity for council to ask questions, and then members of the public will be able to address this issue. Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County to allow applicants to seek an extension of time for approvals for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential plan community districts upon written requests. On December 10th, last Thursday, 2015, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this proposed ordinance. Mr. Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, gave a summation of the ordinance as it was proposed. The commission discussed the ordinance proposal. One party was present with questions and concerns and made reference to the time it takes to get final approval, that a bank was going to fund their project, and then the economy failed, that they need an extension to proceed, that another bank is willing to provide the funding, that the project is intended to be an affordable housing project, and that there are too many regulations making it difficult to develop the project. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the proposed ordinance. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission approve the ordinance to amend Chapter 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County to allow applicants to seek an extension of time for approvals for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential plan community districts upon written request. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward a recommendation to the council that the ordinance be approved as circulated, and that motion did carry 5-0. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Are there any questions from council? If not, then this is the time for the public to comment. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this proposed ordinance?
Kramer.
Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'll tell you what, it seems awful funny. A few years ago, they all came in here screaming twice they want an extension. The last time, I believe it was the last time, they came in and I was right up here and said something, and they said, oh, we'll never be back again. Well, guess what? Here they're back again. For what? As far as I'm concerned, let them go through the whole procedure again. Hey, I understand, but if it's Joe over here, you would have him against the wall. But if it's Bo over here, oh, we'll pat him on his head and go ahead and do it. Can't have it both ways.
Any other comments? Any other members? Sir, you come forward, give us your name and address, please.
My name is James Lee, 13610 Wolf Road. I'm not exactly sure what Mr. Kramer's trying to figure out.
Are you Joe or Bo? He talked about
I'm
Joe.
I'm James Lee.
James.
Okay.
Just checking.
James Lee. And I'm still trying to figure out what Mr. Kramer's worried about.
We all are.
I've pretty much lived in Delaware all my life. So, and I'm a builder. And I'm actually not a builder for profit. I need to make a living for my family. And I see the injustice that's going on in this county. I mean, there's people living, paying $1,000 a month rent with no heat. And that needs to be fixed. I know attorneys that have sheds that they're renting. They're raising the rent. And some of these people get like $850 state assistance, and the rent's $1,000. So you do the numbers, do the math. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, any other member of the public that would like to address this issue, this proposed ordinance? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay, the council, close public comment. Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to amend chapters 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County to allow applicants to seek an extension of time for approvals for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential plan community districts upon written request.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to approve the ordinance as read. Any questions on the motion?
Real quick, is Arch, how many requests you, I see in your comments that you've received some already. How many approximately?
As of yesterday, 30.
30, okay.
So it's increased.
Any more questions?
We should expect more, I'm sure, between now and then.
Before the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
We anticipate a few more.
Question to the council?
Yeah, Mr. President, yes. To be very clear for the public, they have to submit something in writing to the Planning and Zoning Office, correct? Prior to the end of this year?
The ordinance establishes some criteria that have to be addressed. Some of the letters that we received have been very vague. Right. We'll write letters out to them and give them the opportunity to add additional comments to their letter requesting, so we have substantial information to make a decision and recommendation to the council.
And then the other part of the equation, because I'm sure others here on council have received a couple calls, as I have, with regard to, is it black and white, very specifically very black and white as it relates to what these developers are needing to do to get the approval from the county? I mean, is it very clear, cut dry?
It's pretty clear. The problem with some of the letters we received just say, I'd like 5-year time extension. Didn't give us any reason, no basis, what they have, what they don't have, what they need, and it makes it difficult to render a decision that would support their application. It's pretty much, it had to be a negative.
Right.
As far as staff recommendation, Council.
Yeah. And to further answer your question, it's a period of 6 months. It has to be in writing, has to be received by the end of this calendar year. They have to include a schedule or plan of the project describing the steps that have been taken up to this point, how they anticipate completing within that 6-month period of time. They're to include an explanation of why they don't already have the approval. If there were conditions beyond their control, explain what they are specifically.
Okay. And then as a follow-up, so this is obviously, they still have to come before the council. Can you share a timeline? I mean, 1st of January, are we looking at the second meeting? When are these going to be on our agenda, and what's your timeline of expectations?
We'll get through all of them. We need to know the decision of the council first.
Right.
We would have to receive those requests, then review them, and then present them to council. So we have to schedule with council's schedule to be able to determine when. Mm-hmm. But it should be late January, early February,
okay.
Probably the latest. So mm-hmm. We should have all the responses by December 31st.
And when's that 6-month start?
January 1st.
January 1st.
Even though we don't vote on them or talk to in other words, they're not sure. We got the letter, but January 1, they don't know if they've gotten the extension based on anything.
Right.
Should it maybe be we consider that
6 months from approval?
No,
let it go.
No, it automatically expires on the January 1 unless we grant the extension. So basically, it's a look back to January 1 for the 6-month period, and that's it. It's not based upon the date that we vote.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Steven.
I was really surprised it's that many. You have 30? And I understood when we had a blanket extension because it was at a time when the economy had crashed. But what are the reasons that these builders have?
There's a couple of the applications just off my head without having them in front of me have been requested. They've purchased the property.
Mm-hmm.
The original developer basically sold out, and someone else had bought it, and now they want more time to be prepared to get preliminary and or final approval. And yeah. other ones are just need 2 agency approvals to get final so they can record it. Once they record it, if they record it as under the time extension, then they've got 5 years to be substantially under construction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some of the projects have final or going for final approval. Most of what we received are going for finals.
Okay.
So if they get final, they would then record it and then they're good for 5 years to be substantial under construction. There's others that have final already that are could be terminated because they haven't done anything. They've done made no improvements because of the market, basically, as well as the reasoning.
The market, today's market?
Yep. Yeah, some areas, well, the market just dropped out a few years ago. Hasn't come back totally more on the western middle of the county.
Uh-huh.
Whereby on the east side, most of those projects are getting started.
Right.
We've had projects that are, so we have preliminaries that need final. Okay, they get final under the time extension, then they're good to go as far as getting substantial construction because mm-hmm. they have 5 years. The ones that have final now that haven't started construction had to go back to different agencies because their approvals, because of the market years past, their permits ran out.
Mm,
so to get reinstated to start construction, they have to have these agency approvals. Typically, it's Public Works, the Conservation District, and Delta.
In some cases, SOAR. When had they begun the process?
Some of these projects go all the way back to 04.
04, okay. Couple of them. We still got those.
Most of them are 05, 06, and some of the more recent ones.
Okay, and we're going to look at the what kind of work that's been done.
Right, each one's a little different.
Okay.
Some are going for approval so they can proceed. Some are going for reapproval of agencies, and might need one signature. They might need two agencies. Some need them all because almost all of them have time limits and they've run out.
Yep. Okay.
Question to council, comments? Okay. We'll, Mr. Moore, if you'd read short title. Did you read it?
I believe I read the short title and you'd add
it. For adoption?
Yes.
I have a motion and a second.
Okay. Yes. Oh, we did. That's right. We already did.
Yes. Okay. I'm voting yes. And I'm glad we're doing it this way. I think we should be looking at each one, and I think it's a fair system. Thank you very much.
Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Charlotte?
I will also vote yes.
Yes, too. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Wright?